This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Very exciting, guys. We have Michelle and Nate on the podcast today. I'm going to try to fill in all the questions that you didn't get answers to on After the Final Rose. They are a busy couple today. It's going to be interview after interview after interview. So I hope that I'm able to ask them some questions that they haven't been answering all morning long already. All right. Hey, guys. I'm so glad to have you guys here. Let's get the worst question over with. It has to be hard to hear her say, "I love you" to somebody else. Truly, how did it feel seeing that? And how long did it take to get over?
Yeah, no. So that was one of, you know, that was just an early on conversation after the engagement. Okay. I think we actually had that conversation while we were still in Mexico, because we stayed in Mexico for a few days after. So, you know, like, I was privy to it pretty early on. And, you know, we've definitely had conversations about it. But realistically, like, something that, like, that we've talked about is, like, you know, and this is definitely my perspective of it all, is like, we all know what we signed up for, and we all know that this is not the normal environment of how to meet somebody and fall in love and all of that. Like, there's 30 guys and one girl. So I think in this environment, things like this can happen, right? Like, you're in an environment where you can seriously fall in love with multiple people. Some people fall in love with multiple people. Some people fall in love with one person. Some people just simply don't fall in love, right? But it's a unique environment where things like this can happen. Would it happen in you know, the real world or whatever? Probably not, right? But you know, so that's something, you know, we were in this environment, it happened. Now we're not in that environment. It's just you and I against the world. You know, I got to wake up next to Michelle for the rest of my life. So, you know, it was just nice that we could have those conversations so early on. Like, I definitely was not blindsided. You know, I knew about this back in September. Yeah, September. So, you know, it's unique. But hey, at the end of the day, how upset can you really be, or how, like, I guess, hurt can you really be? Right? It is what it is.
You guys are part of a string of bachelor couples who, you know, ended up together after the first impression rose was given. So does this make you believe more in love at first sight? And also, like, Michelle, did you just constantly since night one have this, "It's Nate, it's Nate, it's Nate," like, blaring in your head?
We've talked about this, actually. We don't really believe in love at first sight, just because for me and you as well, just the whole having conversations and getting to know somebody for who they are, and like the intellectual sides and all these different things, like, that's something that's incredibly important to me. And that takes time to learn that. And so now, did Nate catch my attention the moment he stepped out of the limo? Yeah. You know, and as we're having conversations, like, my mind was like, "Oh, Nate, like, I wonder what Nate's doing. I wonder," you know what I mean? Like, he definitely was in the forefront of my mind a lot. But in a way where I just wanted to continue to spend more time with him and get to know him more, because of those feelings that I was starting to build.
So watching the finale and you saying, you know, "I love you" to Brandon, at what point did you know you were going to choose Nate?
I had a really good conversation with Tayshia, but a tough conversation with Tayshia about this whole situation, where I kind of broke down, you know, me being uncomfortable with saying "I love you" to two different people, because I came into this thinking, how could you be in love with two different people? Like, how could you split your heart in half? But when you put yourself in this type of situation, it is a very realistic thing to happen if you are all in. And that's kind of what I talked to her about, of, you know, if I'm feeling these things and I've asked these men to put all of their feelings out on the table, how am I supposed to hold mine back? Now, if I had known at that time that it was for sure Nate, I wouldn't have, you know, communicated those things. But because I really did challenge myself to stay open to the very last minute, because, you know, as you know, one conversation in a situation like this, where it's like a high pressure cooker, one conversation can change a lot, because you do learn a lot about somebody. One day could change something. And so, you know, I really wanted to make sure I was putting all of my thoughts and feelings out there, if I was truly feeling those. And then I stayed open to the very last minute so that I could make the best decision where I would, you know, I know for sure. And I have that 100% clarity because I put everything out on the line in both relationships.
Now, your parents, we know that they had a little bit of a, Brandon had a heads up there a little bit. He got to meet them when you were in Minnesota. And then, you know, your mom said that he came across warmer at first. But now we know, because after the final rose, that both your families are obsessed with each other now, which is great. But Michelle, how did your parents react when they found out that you were engaged to Nate? Was there a moment where they were like, oh, okay, now we totally see that you've made the right decision for yourself?
They just, my parents are so supportive. And, you know, I really was open with them with where I was at and how I was feeling in both relationships. And one thing that my parents have always done is that they support me 100%. And so, you know, my mom and Brandon had a conversation and my mom and Nate had a conversation. And, you know, it may seem to the public like that those conversations, you know, went differently, and they did to a certain extent. But for me and my family, we like to make sure that we can talk through things and navigate through things. And so that's exactly what Nate and my mom did. And it didn't start off on this, you know, necessarily positive, you know, foot. But what Nate really showed my mom is that, you know, when she expressed her concerns, he was able to have that conversation and work through those. And he didn't back away from that. And at the end of that day, I did receive confirmation from both my parents that they would support me with whatever decision I made. And so when I got to call them and they found out it was Nate, my mom said, okay, I knew it. And she was so excited. And yes, and haven't looked back since. So they've been awesome.
Nate, I was kind of similar to you. I didn't really have much real serious relationship experience going into the show. And then I ended up marrying Jared, who was really my first serious relationship, the only person I ever exchanged I love yous with in my life. And going up to that point, I was like, what's it going to be like to like have a boyfriend and like to be in love? Like, are we going to run out of things to talk about? Like, how is this going to evolve? And this being like your kind of first, like real serious committed relationship, first I love yous, like, how has that been for you? Has it been as natural as like people have made it seem?
Oh yeah. 100%. 100%. Like that's one thing that, you know, if we want to talk about like our relationship, to sum it up, like natural, like it just comfortable, natural. We are just, you know, like two peas in a pod, you know what I mean? And it's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, no, it's smooth sailing. It's just, it really is something beautiful. Right. So.
And side note, I do really relate to what you were saying about a favorite song during After the Final
Rose.
Because,
okay, good. Because so, I don't know, you know, it's hard to explain things sometimes, you know, but I'm glad that somebody kind of knew what I was talking about.
Oh my gosh. There have been albums where I listened to it the first time and I'm like, oh man, that's my favorite artist, but they just came out with an album and I don't think I like it after the first run through. And then I listen to it again and again, and it becomes my favorite album. Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying. The storyline of you being reserved and like not having experience and not being comfortable expressing yourself, do you think that was like overdone? Michelle, was that something that you were focused on throughout, or was that something that was focused on most for TV's sake?
I think that this environment, it's like a catch-22 kind of situation where, you know, you're watching, you're hoping as if you were to watch all these love stories unfold, and like you want these incredibly romantic, perfect love stories, and that can happen. But also at the same time, it's like, if you get real people in this situation, we are not gonna look like we have it together, because, you know, Nate hasn't been in a situation where he's talked about emotions. His family has talked about emotions. He said those I love yous and those different things. And so not only is he doing that for the first time, but now he's doing that for the first time in front of cameras and producers in this whole situation. So this man's learning curve was incredibly steep. And, you know, he being reserved and trying to navigate that situation while also trying to make sure he's remaining true to himself while also challenging himself to be vulnerable for me was just all these different things that he was balancing. And, you know, if he comes off more reserved, it is, it's a quick process. And, you know, if that can play off as however it did, it, for me, it was not like it was his character that was in question. It was like, okay, this man has some walls up, like, let's talk about marriage on our second date, right? Like, like, understandable. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, let's take a step back and actually, like, if you look at these things on paper, like, it was really, truly amazing that he was able to learn that quickly, put his feelings out there, even in this chaotic environment where there's other people and all these different factors. And you truly are seeing a human navigate love. And what's not beautiful about that? So.
Mm-hmm. I love that answer. Down payment on the house. Like, wow, was that just the biggest?
Let's go.
Like, what kind of gift was that? That's incredible. Like, I feel like you guys are the first couple to have gotten like a gift of that size during the finale.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. We were not expecting that whatsoever. You could see it on our faces. still is not sunk in at all. I was even nervous, like, lifting the check out of the box. I'm like, is this the real thing? Like, I got icing on it. What do I do? You know, but we were just really, really just so grateful for that because, grateful.
I mean, wow.
What, like, how can you say, words cannot describe how we feel and our appreciation for that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good for you guys. I am a little jealous.
We'll put it to good use. We'll invite you to the housewarming party, though.
Okay. So, Clayton, like, he has gotten a lot of negativity around him being the choice of bachelor. Nate, as somebody who has lived in a house with him, please let us know why he was chosen to fit the role.
I wasn't a part of the decision making, so I don't know why. But I mean, he's like, I'm super happy. Like Clayton is a stand up guy. Like that is he's a good friend of mine. And you know, like, I think it was the right decision. So I'm happy for Clayton. You know what I mean? So. I'm really excited to start watching that season. Michelle and I already talked that we're going to be locked in come January 3rd. So,
oh, that's great. Okay. Well, I know you guys have to go, but I have one last question for you. How much pressure is there to one, stay together right now and to start planning, a wedding, because Bachelor Nation has had a lot of breakups this year and everybody's looking for like the fairy tale positive ending. And are you guys going to give into this pressure of just like, let's get the wedding going, or are you going to date as so many tend to?
I mean, we love Bachelor Nation. Everybody's support, you know, but like also we came into this very much knowing that I choose you, you choose me. Like, this is our relationship and we do love sharing it with people. And with us, I feel like we can't get the ball rolling fast enough. I remember like he asked me, he's like, so when are we going to start looking at like dates? And I'm like, dates for what? And he's like, the wedding. I was like, let's go. You know? And so we kind of are two people who, you know, once we get engaged, like we kind of want to get to the next step. Okay. Like we don't want to have a long engagement, for us personally. And as far as like pressure to stay together, there is no pressure whatsoever. Like that's not even something that has.
Yeah, it's just you. And
who
me.
Cares? Like, I mean, I'm just like, I'm focused on him. He's focused on me. And it's like, you know, it's our world. There's just, you know, we're in a fish bubble and people are watching it. But like, that's it.
People are just going to be happy that he's talking about wedding dates and all that. That's awesome. Yes. Okay, fine. I have one more question about the overnights. You know how you guys get to have the little happy couple weekends. Yes. What would you spend most of your time doing? Make it PG-13.
Happy couple weekends. What would we say?
Oh, shoot. I mean,
blasting music, dancing around, singing,
being weird, Talking, a lot of cooking. We cook a lot and a lot of eating. Yeah.
What's the go-to meal? Who's good at cooking what?
Throwing down in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We both can cook, but I will say.
A lot of breakfast food.
A mean brunch, but yeah. We both can cook well. He prefers, he wants to get up before me and have breakfast ready for me.
Aww.
Which is really sweet, right? But then sometimes I'm like, stop, let me, I can do it. Okay. Let me cook us breakfast. But yeah, he can throw down.
Well, what's the specialty?
Ooh, the French toast. French toast with a whole bunch of different fruit on top of it with whipped cream, syrup, some bacon on the side, turkey bacon on the side, maybe even some scrambled eggs on the side. But then we do a lot of breakfast bagels, a lot of, just breakfast sandwiches, things like that. But yeah, just a lot of breakfast food in general, honestly.
Delicious. And you guys are delicious to look at. What a beautiful couple. Wow. Please be models. Gorgeous. All right. Well, good luck to you guys. Enjoy the, being out and free about your relationship. It's a really fun time.
Yeah,
okay.
Amazing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was fun. I actually feel like they are going to stand the test of time. They are very happy. I feel like they are very confident and secure in their relationship. I'm excited to hopefully have a Bachelor Nation couple make it to the altar. Stand the test of time. Jared and I need a little bit more company in that realm. So you guys, let us know all your thoughts and feelings at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. We love you so much. Until next week, hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, and we'll be back before the new year.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.